InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Among so-called life-changing experiences, having a near-death experience has to rank at the top of the list. Here to discuss this is Marietta Pelivanova, PhD of the University of Virginia School of Medicine. Marietta, to begin, how do you define a near-death experience, or NDE, in the context of your research?
A near-death experience for the purposes of this research is some sort of medical crisis or close to death that meets research criterion on a scale that we call the NDE scale. It asks about 16 different typical features of NDEs, and there's a certain score cutoff beyond which we consider an experience to be a near-death experience.
And your study suggests that near-death experiences can lead to positive changes in a person's life. What are some of the most common positive effects that have been reported?
Yes, people can change a lot after a near-death experience, especially if it's an intense one. We see a lot of changes toward being more oriented toward other people, maybe more compassionate. A lot of people tend to lose their fear of death after such an experience. We also see changes toward a more spiritual orientation and a greater sense of purpose, but there's, of course, some struggles that come with having this experience.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I guess even when the effects are positive, some still struggle afterwards. What kind of difficulties might somebody face trying to make sense of an NDE?
So the experience can be very, I guess, if it conflicts with people's prior expectations, religious, scientific worldviews about what they think might happen around death, that could be pretty jarring and essentially shatter people's perceptions of reality. The experience can also be extremely profound, but many people feel like they cannot talk about it. They're worried about other people thinking they're crazy. They're worried about not being believed. There's also a lot of interpersonal stuff that can come in if the person who has the NDE changes their values, which is something that we see in NDEs. So prior relationships may no longer fit that person's lifestyle because they may essentially change dramatically. So these are just some examples of the struggles that people may experience.
And so the types of support that people seek after an NDE, that's really where your research was?
Mm-hmm. That was the main thing we looked at in this study, and also specifically what factors lead to people seeking support to process the near-death experience and what factors predict who will benefit from the support they receive.
And you found that 64% of experiencers reached out for support. What does that tell you about the emotional or psychological impact of an NDE?
I mean, I think it really tells us that it's a profound experience, that even if it's a pleasant one, like many people have an experience of peace and unconditional love, even those people may need support in processing this profound experience. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of trained professionals on how to do that.
Of those who sought support, according to your study, 78% said it was helpful. What elements tend to make support effective?
One of the things that we found as a broad theme, which is not surprising, is that people, when they receive validation, that colors their perception of the support they're receiving. So things like talking, seeking help from organizations that have a positive view of near-death experiences and focus on educating people about them, we found that that's a very helpful avenue of support.
And your study found that those with a history of psychological difficulties were more likely to seek help. How might past mental health challenges affect the way somebody processes an NDE?
So yes, indeed, we found, looking at several different variables, that maybe a history of prior trauma may make people more likely to seek support. And the way we interpret that in the paper is that maybe that past trauma may make people less resilient and able to deal with another big life-transforming, potentially traumatic event. And we look at this finding as something that should just orient us maybe when we're dealing with these situations in clinical settings, that there are certain people with certain prior histories that may be a bit more vulnerable and may need more support.
One of the strongest findings you had was about the importance of acceptance and validation. Why is that reaction so crucial?
I think as human beings, we strive to be understood by others, especially professionals if we're trying to seek support. So I think validation is the basis of any positive interpersonal or professional interaction. So this is not surprising. And then again, we're dealing with something that for a lot of people is a very profound, life-transforming experience that they may remember for the rest of their lives. We also found in the study that 85% of people want to talk about their ND. So validation means you are heard. I accept that this happens to you. So I think this is the cornerstone of any good interaction in the beginning of a relationship, talking about this experience.
Our guest is Marietta Pelivanova, PhD of the University of Virginia School of Medicine, and we're talking about a study into near-death experiences. Do you think that counselors and therapists may need more training or awareness about near-death experiences?
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons that I wanted to do this study. I'm a very, very strong advocate for educating healthcare professionals, mental health professionals. At this point, there is 5 decades of academic research on these experiences, including in medical journals, psychology journals, and even some neuroscience journals. And I think we're at the point where that knowledge needs to be disseminated among the professionals who are likely to encounter these patients.
Marietta, how do differing religious or scientific beliefs affect how somebody interprets or copes with a near-death experience?
So this is a great question. It's not something that we directly looked at in this particular study. What we generally find is that the features of a near-death experience are the same in different cultures, but people may interpret some of the features through their own cultural metaphors. But also, speaking of religion, I do want to say that these kinds of experiences happen to people of all religions, including atheists. And among all of these different groups, the experience tend to produce a change in religious or spiritual views, typically toward this category that we would call spiritual but not religious.
Did your study identify any best practices for families or friends of somebody who has had an NDE?
So in the study, we didn't directly look at that, but we do have a fairly long section that discusses what is helpful, what is not helpful. And one of the things that we talk about is people just want to be heard. And one way to support the person is listening to them and sort of trying to help them figure out what the meaning of the experience is for the experiencer themselves without trying to impose our own belief system. So let's say without trying to tell them, according to my religion, this is not possible, or this is coming from the devil, or this is not real, or whatever. So listening non-judgmentally and supportively with a focus on tell me what that means to you is a very solid way to go about it.
Marietta Pelivanova, PhD of the University of Virginia School of Medicine. Marietta, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I love talking about that stuff, and I think it's so important to tell people about it.
This is InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.